In this episode, we hear from Henry. In my 12 years involved with education, I've never known for a child to go from a special school into a mainstream school provision full-time. And Henry talks about the transition of this and his love for drama and writing. Okay, so Henry, I understand you've still been going to school throughout all this coronavirus period. What's school been like for you during lockdown?
Yeah, it's been fine. The school at the moment has, there's been less children basically at school, and the only children that have been going to school are special needs students and students that have parents who are key workers.
Yeah. So it's been, I'm guessing it's been a lot quieter.
A lot quieter, yeah.
And is that, how have you found that, Henry? Has that helped you in any way, or has it been really weird? Like, have you still been able to see friends and stuff?
Yeah, there's a few friends that have gone. Yeah, all pretty much all my friends were there, and it's been fine.
Yeah, personally. Brilliant. No, that's good. And when things do go back, so when, you know, more children are allowed to come back and it starts to go back to a little bit like normal, what are your thoughts on that, Henry? Do you think it's going to be strange, or what do you think?
It's going to be probably a bit strange because obviously school's been like different now for like a couple of weeks. It'll probably take some getting used to it again, but it'll be okay.
It must, yeah, like I say, it must have been nice for you to have that consistency to keep going, which is brilliant. Something I want to ask you about as well, Henry, is Marketfield School. You probably knew I was going to bring that up at some point.
Yes.
For you, Henry, can you tell me a bit about your thoughts on Marketfield and how that might have helped you on your journey?
I always find myself thinking about all my Marketfield friends.
Do you miss some of those people at the school?
Yes, I suppose so. I've got new friends now.
Yeah, of course. And that's great that you've managed to, you know, move on from that. And just in case people have never heard of like Marketfield, like, what can you tell anyone or tell everyone a little bit about, why do we have schools like Marketfield, basically, Henry?
What can I say? Essentially, it's the best special needs school in the whole entire world.
That's a really good comment, Henry. And why is it the best though? Like, just tell us in maybe a couple of sentences, why is it the best?
All the staff are really lovely there.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Henry. So it's the staff make a big difference. And I think the children as well. You spoke about friends because they're really important. You said, you've gone from Marketfield to a mainstream secondary school.
Yeah.
In my 12 years of working in education, Henry, I've never known that to happen. So you, Henry, what's it been like going from a special needs school to a mainstream school?
It's actually been really weird because I went on the induction day and everything, and it was love at first sight. And then when I got there, to be fair, it was really weird because I literally got into the flow straight away, and it helped a lot because the school I went to before I went to Marketfield, I had some friends there, and basically I was getting back into the friends group. So there are friends that I haven't seen for years and years, and they're all there. They're like, yeah, it's weird.
Really. That's brilliant. Weird. Yeah. So from what you've said already, Henry, for you, friendships are like one of the most, if not the most important things at schools. Yeah. And that's great that you've got them at your school now as well. So you mentioned as well, before that school, like you've gone to some different schools as well. When we spoke about this before, Henry, I don't think you remember too much, but you did go to the Grow Project, didn't you?
Yes, I did, actually. That was quite good.
Yeah. Can you tell anyone, because people might think, what's the Grow Project? What's that all about? Like, do they grow plants? Like, what is it?
Well, essentially what it is it's like there's this school and there's this place where special needs students go. So basically, you're kind of part of the school, but not really. You're basically in this room, well, like this building, working on your behaviour skills. And that's why it's called Grow, because you grow things. It kind of works on your, you know, behaviour and things, and you did activities. There was this nice lady from Kenya, And he served us up a dish one day, and that was fun. That was a memory I always had.
Yeah.
Some reason, to be fair, there was a guy there, the teacher, and he was a lot like you.
Oh.
And we were talking all about, I remember really specifically, we were talking about lorries on motorways where the tyres go off the back. It was a memory and a half.
Yeah.
I used to get a taxi there every day. But yeah, and then I went to Marketfield, obviously.
Yeah, so you've had a really interesting journey. You've gone to lots of different areas. And one of your, or a couple of your passions, Henry, from teaching you, I know myself, are drama and writing.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about both of them and like why you enjoy drama and why you enjoy writing, Henry?
Well, I've always wanted to be an actor. Well, yeah, not always. And I've been going to this same drama club for years and years. Honestly, there was a time where it was at this church or something, and I was like 7 at the time, and I've developed my drama skills because I go to the Murphy Youth Theatre, which is pretty cool because you actually get to perform the Murphy stage. They were pretty life-changing experiences right there. I also like writing because I read loads of books. I'm a real bookworm. And yeah, I really like writing books and things.
Yeah, and you're very good at doing that as well. And you'll be interested to know, Henry, in season 2 of our podcast, we hear from not one but two authors as well. So
wow.
And you'll be appearing on that season now as well with this podcast. So I know that you love drama also, and we spoke about drama and writing, sorry, lots. One of the things you spoke about before with me, Henry, was autism. Now,
yes.
Sometimes people don't really understand what autism means, or they think it's like a really scary word. How would you describe autism?
Time when I was at Marketfield, and we used to describe it as you are unable to do some things, or it's even that, or you're completely bonkers and you're wild and you have great ideas and it's pretty magnificent. You have different levels of autism. You have the spectrum.
I suppose people would describe it in lots of different ways, Henry, but you talk about it really well, because we did a video once where you said that when you was younger, you used to think maybe it was like a real negative thing, but actually you've learned in time, your brain just learns in different ways.
Yeah, you have certain levels of autism. You have, you know, and then you have people who are kind of like me, where I hate to use the word normal, but I really struggle sometimes to describe autism without using the word normal.
That's
kind of annoying. But you kind of look, let's say, quote-unquote normal, but, you know, you've got a few problems. Like, you know, behavioural problems.
Yeah, okay. So sometimes, and I work with you, Henry, sometimes days will be really good, days will be really bad. But you're the only one who can, you know, develop yourself, and you have done. You've done amazingly well. How have you done that, Henry? In case there's other children listening and they really struggle, what advice would you give to them?
Reach for the stars. I'm not sure. I haven't actually thought about it, but
okay.
I think best thing you can do is learn that you'll have bad days and good days, and eventually over the years you'll have teachers like Mr. Pierce and You'll get there. You'll get to a level where you can go out into the real world, and you know.
Yeah. So it's all like to keep trying, like you said, reach for the stars. I like that. That's good. I'm not going to sing.
It's a road to success.
The road,
essentially.
Absolutely. So you know, Henry, that my role is a lot around the multi schools and making sure people do understand that. Why? Just to kind of finish, Henry, why is it important that we continue to talk about our differences so that everyone's accepted? Why is that important?
Talk about your differences because, well, there's a famous, constantly said quote where it said, if we were all the same, the world would be a very boring place.
Yeah.
And it's good to talk about your differences because some people actually might be able to relate, and you might be able to talk about how you cope with those differences, and you can get a good idea of that there's different people in the world with different opinions and things. Yeah, essentially, it's good to talk about your differences because you learn from people's differences and your differences.
Yeah, absolutely. Henry, that you answer that question so well. And I think it's such a really good place to kind of bring things to a close. But I will give you the opportunity, Henry. Is there anything in particular now you've got the chance that you want to add to anything you've said or anything you want to say while you're on this podcast?
I think the other thing is actually about why I'm getting on so well at secondary school is variety.
Okay. Yeah.
I get to mix with lots of different types of people, and the best thing about it is you go to a different class each lesson, and you get to mix with different teachers. And I think it's good for me because when you're moving to lesson, it's a bit of exercise, really.
Yeah.
And I guess that helps me get energy out, maybe.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that this school I'm going to, Philip Mann, isn't a complete, like, strange danger playground. There's lots of other children there that have autism, and there's even a hut there called, which we call house. It was a house that belonged to an old caretaker and is now used for therapy. And there's lots of there's a teacher in there called Mrs. Thornton who does therapy with me, and she's a really nice lady. There's also another lady, God bless, I can't remember her name now, but she left, but she was really nice and she helped lots of children just like me.
Yeah. So yeah, Henry, it's been really interesting to talk to you about all the different things you spoke about. And I think we're going to have chats again, Henry, because as I said, you've got a real unique journey and I know that you're going to continue to do well.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Multi-Schools Council.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's...